on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tecoba 4, Reno 3. New pitcher for the Aces, veteran right-hander Zach McAllister, and his first pitch to Shiner is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Jake Shiner hit the three-run homer in the first for Tecoba. McAllister's next pitch is in there for a strike. McAllister has pitched parts of 8 years in the major leagues and has been a starter in the big leagues for Cleveland in the early 2010s. So here's one outside for a ball. And he's now 35 years old. Third round draft pick in 2006 out of a high school in Illinois. Here's a swing and a foul out of play. Count goes to 2-2. McAllister last year was in the International League with Memphis. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Shiner, and one man is out at the bottom of the sixth inning. So McAllister strikes out the first batter he faces. This is his third appearance of the season. He is not allowed a run yet, and now 2 1/3 innings. Right here, send Mason McCoy to the plate. And the pitch is taken at the knees for a strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch, low and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now a swing by McCoy and a fly towards right center. It's going to be the center fielder's ball. Dominic Fletcher makes the catch, and two men are out in the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Nick Solak will be the batter. Looking ahead to the seventh and final inning, leading off for Reno is the man who hit their three-run homer in the second, Canzone. He'll be followed by Blaze Alexander and Dominic Fletcher. Pitch to Solak, in for a strike. It's 0-1. It's a seven-inning game today. Both games of this doubleheader, seven innings. That's the minor league baseball rule. Pitch in for a strike to Solak, 0-2. Pitch coming. Right down the middle, called strike three, Solak. Goes down looking, and the Red Ears are retired in order in the bottom of the sixth inning by the veteran McAllister. We head to the seventh and final scheduled inning of the first game of the Twin Bill. The Red Ears trying to hang on and win a close one. It's Tecoba 4, Reno 3.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance, or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We head to the seventh and final inning of the first game of our doubleheader tonight. And the Rainiers are clinging to a one-run lead. It's Tacoma 4, Reno 3. They bring in right-hander Riley O'Brien to try to close it out. O'Brien had a great Cactus League and spring training camp with the Mariners. He opened eyes there. He's only pitched in one game so far for the Rainiers, an inning and two-thirds without allowing an earned run in the opening weekend series at Oklahoma City. Here's his first pitch to Dominic Canzone, and it is down and in, and that is ball one. Reno got all three of their runs in the second inning on one swing of the bat by Canzone, a three-run homer to right field. And he's up now representing the tying run. 1-0 pitch, swung on and fouled away, and that evens up the count. 1-1. Now O'Brien with his next pitch, and it is inside for a ball, 2-1. O'Brien, Shoreline, Washington native, with his pitch inside, ball three. He's behind in the count here, 3-1. Reno's warming up a reliever for the bottom of the seventh in case there is one. 3-1 pitch, swung on, bounced foul. First base side there, strike two. Brian joined the Mariners organization last year early in the season. 3-2 pitch, swung on, fouled away. Still 3-2. Again, the 3-2 pitch to Canzone from O'Brien. Down and in, ball four. He lost him. So Reno gets the tying runner on base with a leadoff walk in the top of the seventh. First walk issued by Tacoma pitchers tonight. And now here comes Blaze Alexander, who's 2-for-2 with two doubles in this game. Alexander settles in. We have a pinch runner over at first. See who that is. O'Brien with the pitch, and it is taken for a ball, 1-0.
Your attention, please. Now we gain the pitch running at first base for Reno. Number 9, Jake Hager.
Jake Hager, the pinch runner. Meanwhile, Nottingham went to the mound to talk to O'Brien for a moment. So Hager, the runner at first. Reno has not had a stolen base yet this season. 1-0 pitch from O'Brien, breaking ball just outside, ball two. Two-0 pitch on its way to Alexander. Now a pickoff move instead, and Hager's back in there safely. Mm-hmm. 2-0 pitch coming from O'Brien. And it is a fastball low, ball three, just missed. O'Brien struggling with his control a bit here at the top of the seventh inning. Walked Canzone on a full count, but now he's gone to 3-0 on Alexander. And obviously a walk forces the tying runner into scoring position and puts the go-ahead runner on base. A 3-0 is a fastball call to strike. There we go, 3-1. O'Brien out of Shorewood High School. And did pitch 2 years for Everett Community College. Here's his 3-1. Low and away, ball four. Back-to-back walks start the seventh inning to the 8 and 9 hitters in the lineup, and now Dominic Fletcher will be the batter for Reno.
Number three, Dominic Fletcher.
Fletcher's 0-for-3. And the Rainiers pitching coach, Jairo Cuevas, walks out to the mound to go talk to Riley O'Brien. So not the way the Rainiers wanted to see the seventh inning unfold. But they still have a one-run lead here. The double play possibility is in order. And Cuevas leading the conversation on the mound with O'Brien and Nottingham, and a couple of the infielders have joined as well. Conference on the mound ends. Cuevas, the Rainiers' new pitching coach this year, new to the Mariners organization, was with Salt Lake the last 2 years. Salt Lake led the league in ERA last year under his watch. Dominic Fletcher, the batter. He's 0-for-3. O'Brien checks the runner. Hager at second. The pitch is bunted foul in the batter's box. Nottingham picked it up and fired it to third base just in case it was a fair ball, but the plate umpire, Jimenez, called it foul. So it's strike one. Nottingham not taking any chances here. Just grabbed it, threw it to third. In case they called that fair, wanted to get an out. Instead, it's just a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch, bunted towards the mound. O'Brien has it. He's just going to throw to first for the out there. The sacrifice bunt moves the runners up. Hager takes third. Alexander takes second. Play goes 1-3. So now runners are at second and third with one out. The double play is no longer in order. Buddy Kennedy is at the plate for Reno. The Raiders have to bring the infield in with a one-run lead. Outfield straight away. Pitch to Kennedy is a breaking ball that misses for ball one. I think the Raiders would have liked to have had a call on that pitch. Human umpires today, no robot. One oh pitch, outside, ball two. On deck is Emmanuel Rivera. Runners at second and third with one out. Rainiers lead 4-3. The 2-0 pitch is low, ball three. Rainiers do have bullpen action going on. A right-hander is throwing. Now the 3-0 to Kennedy is on its way, and it's poured in there for a strike. Kennedy looked like he was taking all the way. 3-1. Justin Topa is throwing in the pen. 3-1 pitch. And the dirt, ball four, that loads him up. Kennedy heads down to first base. And the bases are loaded with one out. for Emmanuel Rivera. Well, if you're going to go to Topa, I think now's probably the time. O'Brien's walked three of the four batters he's faced. The one that did not walk got himself out with a sacrifice bunt. Nottingham with a quick word with O'Brien. And now here comes John Russell. Yeah, they're going to make the move. So Topo will come in here with a one-run lead, and the bases loaded and one out in the last inning of the first game of this doubleheader, which has been a nail-biter. It's a little nerve-wracking here in the top of the seventh inning. Topa coming in from the pen. We'll take a break and be back right after this.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
There are times when more is not better. Like when the electrical panel in your house fails, more darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building, more fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night, a more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf, more experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We're in the seventh and final scheduled inning of the first game of our doubleheader tonight, and Tacoma leads Reno 4-3. But with one out, Reno has loaded the bases. And they have their number three hitter, Emmanuel Rivera, coming to the plate. And the Raiders have brought in right-hander Justin Topa to see if he can escape this jam. It's his third appearance. In two innings, he's allowed two hits and one run with one walk and three strikeouts. The right-hander will face Emmanuel Rivera. Topa acquired in a January trade from the Brewers for minor league pitcher Joseph Hernandez. Topa pitched in 17 games for the Brewers over the course of the last 3 years, going back and forth between the majors and AAA. The right-hander is set to face Rivera. The runner at third is Hager. He's the tying runner. Alexander is the runner at second, and Kennedy at first. Here's the pitch from Topa, and it is a fastball at the knees. There's strike one. So Topa gets out ahead of the count. Now the 0-1 on its way. Swung on, hit in the air to right field, pretty deep. Back is Solak. He's going to make the catch, but tagging at third and scoring the tying run is Hager. Advancing to third is Alexander. Holding at first is Kennedy. We're all even. It's 4-4 on the sacrifice fly off the bat of Emmanuel Rivera. Hit this ball to right field. It carried out to the edge of the warning track where it was caught by Solak, and Hager easily able to tag up and score. So the runners are at the quarters with two outs. We're now tied 4-4. And here's Pavin Smith, who's 0-3 tonight, but their cleanup hitter. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Four-four tie. Rainiers have DeShields, Valleca, and Hernandez due up in the bottom of this inning. 1-0 pitch to Smith is a swing and a foul. And the count's even, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Now the next pitch, outside, 2-1. Right, ears have their defense aligned traditionally and at normal depth, except at first base, Shiner is holding the runner on. The outfield's playing medium deep straight away. Two balls, one strike to Pavin Smith, and the pitch is grounded to the right side. Mason McCoy scoops it up, throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. But Reno ties it up without a hit. It was the walks. One run on no hits, three walks, two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. The Red Deers will try to walk off this game. It's Tecoma 4, Reno 4.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose: making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It is a tie ball game, 4-4 in the first game of this doubleheader, a seven-inning game. This is our last inning unless we go extras. The Red Deers are going to try to win this in regulation. New pitcher for Reno, Mitchell Stumpo on the mound. They've had defensive changes as well. Stumpo's first pitch to Delino DeShields is in there for a strike. Jake Hager, who pinch ran for the right fielder Dominic Canzone to the top of this inning, stays in the game at third base. Moving from third base to first base is Emmanuel Rivera, and moving from first base to right field is Pavin Smith. Next pitch to DeShields is up high for a ball. 1-1 the count. So their outfield now is Kennedy in left, Fletcher in center, Smith in right, and the infield is Hager at third, Alexander at short, Castillo at second, and Rivera at first. DeShields hits one in the air to center field. Lining it up is Fletcher, and he makes the catch. One out at the bottom of the seventh. Stumpo on the hill in his third appearance. He's allowed four runs in two innings so far this year. Pat Valleca now the batter. Valleca's one for two with a single so far. No action in the Rainier's pen, so if we go to extra innings, Topa's going to stay in there. Pitch to Valleca is high for a ball, 1-0. And yes, we do use the automatic runner in extra innings, even in these seven-inning games. 1-0 pitch, up and away, two balls, no strikes to Valleca. This is the first game of the doubleheader. Game two will be about 30 minutes after this one ends. 2-0 pitch. Ball three. 3-0 the count. Right, here's a love a walk. 3-0 pitch. Called a strike, 3-1. Now Stumpo with the 3-1 pitch. Outside, ball four, a one-out walk, and that puts the winning runner on base. Valleca heads down to first base. And now Cesar Hernandez will be the hitter. Hernandez is 0 for 2 with a walk. He's a switch hitter. He's going to turn around and bat left-handed for his first time today. He's 3 for 8 on the season at the plate, and the pitch to Hernandez is up and away for a ball, 1-0. So Hernandez up now. Valleca, the winning runner at first. On deck is Zach Deloach. Here comes the 1-0 pitch on its way to Hernandez. And it's down and in, ball two. Briefly rolled away from the catcher Higgins, but not far enough away for Valleca to advance. Two balls, no strikes to Cesar Hernandez. Had three hits in the Rainiers' last game on Wednesday. 2-0 pitch. Poured in there for a strike. 94 on the gun. Count goes to 2-1. Next pitch coming. Called a strike. And that evens things up 2-2. A high strike, but in the zone. Counts even now. Here comes the 2-2 from Stumpo. Down low, ball three. Full count. With one out, Valleca, the runner at first, may or may not be on the move. He's being held on by Rivera. He takes his lead. He does not go. The 3-2 pitch hit hard but foul down the first baseline. Hernandez turned on that pitch, pulled it on the ground sharply but to the right of the first base bag. So still 3-2 to Cesar Hernandez. Now Stumpo ready again with another payoff, and it's swung on and fouled to the screen. Still three balls, two strikes. Tie game. Last at bat for the right ears. Unless we go to extra innings. The runner goes. The 3-2 is low, ball four. Back-to-back walks with one out. And the Red Ears now have the winning runner at second base in Pat Valleca. Hernandez is at first. There's one out. And Zach Deloach will be the batter, and the Reno Aces are going to have a team meeting on the mound and figure out what they're going to do strategically here. The Red Ears are hoping that one of their AAA rookies can come through with a game-winning hit. And Zach Deloach, who's already 1-for-2 with a rocket of a double in this game back in the second inning. He's also walked in this game. And so far in his brief AAA career, Deloach has 8 hits and 24 bats for a .333 average. He stands in, left-hand hitter. Stumpo, the right-hand reliever with his pitch, and it's down and in, ball one. On deck is the red-hot Brian O'Keefe. Want to know the count to Zach Deloach. Now Stumpo is ready. Here comes his next pitch, and it is swung on and fouled back to the screen. Counts even, 1-1. Deloach back in the batter's box now. Stumpo checks the runner at second. Valleca with his lead. The pitch is in the dirt and blocked by the catcher Higgins, and that's ball two, 2-1. Slider in the dirt there from Stumpo. So 2-1 the count. Right here's trying to win the opening game of this doubleheader, looking for a clutch hit. Runners with their leads. And the pitch is swung on and popped up foul. Third base side over for a look is Hager, but this is out of play. It's in the seats. Just a foul ball. The count's now even. Two balls, two strikes. Deloach back in the batter's box now. Runners with their leads. One out. Bottom of the seventh inning of a seven-inning game. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and roped to right field. Deep back and walk it off, Zach Deloach. A three-run game-winning home run. His first Triple-A homer is a game winner. Zach Deloach with a three-run blast to right field, and the Red Raiders win this ball game by a final score of 7-4. Deloach just torched that pitch that was up in the zone, and he turned on it and drilled it. 100 miles per hour off the bat. Deloach with the game-winning shot to right field. There was no question about it. Red Raiders win 7-4, the final score. Their third straight win over Reno. Another three-run home run. Their second one of this game. They have hit 6 three-run homers in the three games against Reno in this series. And we're 30 minutes away from game two of the doubleheader. We'll see if they hit any more three-run homers in that one. Rainiers win 7-4. The final will recap game one in the Tacoma Rainiers in-between game show right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance, or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Red Raiders win the opening game of the doubleheader. 7-4, the final score on a walk-off three-run home run by Zach Deloach, his first Triple-A home run. And it gives Tacoma the victory, their third in a row. The Red Raiders improving to 4-2 on the year. It was the game of three-run homers. The Red Raiders got one in the first against Tommy Henry because Henry walked Deloach and he walked Brian O'Keefe. And with two outs, Jake Shiner connected for a three-run shot to left field, his second home run as a Rainier, first here at home, and it gave the Rainiers the 3-0 lead. However, Reno got it right back in the second against Rainier starter Darren McCacken when P.J. Higgins and Diego Castillo singled. They were on with one out, and Dominic Canzone got a hanging slider and lifted it over the right field fence for a three-run home run to tie the game 3-3, Canzone's first homer of the year. Bottom of the second, the Rainiers put runners at the corners with no one out on a DeShields walk and a Valleca single, sending DeShields to third. Cesar Hernandez grounded into a double play, but the run scored, and the Rainiers were ahead 4-3 And that was our score for a long time. The pitcher settled in. McCacken ended up going five innings, allowing just that three-run homer. And then Taylor Saucedo pitched a scoreless sixth. We went to the seventh and final inning with a one-run lead. They turned it over to Riley O'Brien for the save, but O'Brien didn't have as good control today. He walked the bases loaded with one out, so they brought in Justin Topa to try to escape, but Emmanuel Rivera's sacrifice fly tied the game 4-4, so we went to the bottom of the seventh inning. Rainiers needing a run to win and avoid extra innings. Reliever Mitchell Stumpo got the first out, but then he walked Pat Valleca, and then he walked Cesar Hernandez, and then Zach DeLoach, AAA rookie, connected the game-winning three-run homer to right field, his first AAA homer, and it was a game winner. Rainiers win 7-4. Final totals for Tacoma, 7 runs on 6 hits, no errors. They left 3 on base. Reno, 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors, left 6 on base. Topa gets the win. He's 1-0. Stumpo, the loss. He's 0-1. Time of the ball game was 2 hours on the dot. The attendance will be announced in game 2 of the doubleheader, which is coming up in about 25 minutes. We'll have it for you right here on this stream, of course, and on MILB TV. We're going to just go ahead and leave the stream open and maybe leave some sounds of the ballpark on for you. But I'm going to take a break, and I'll be back when the Rainiers take the field for the start of Game 2. And we'll just have the starting lineups and go with the first inning of Game 2 in about 25 minutes from now. Rainiers win the opener, 7-4, the final score. We'll be back in about 25 minutes with Game 2.
the singing of our national anthem. Performed tonight by our very special guests from Thunder Mountain Middle School.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball as we are about ready to start game two of tonight's doubleheader. The Rainiers with a dramatic win over Reno in the first game. Zach DeLoach with a walk-off three-run home run to give the Rainiers a 7-4 victory, their third straight. Two more three-run home runs hit by the Rainiers in that game. Here are the lineups for game two. First for Reno, under manager Blake Lawley. Leading off is center fielder Dominic Fletcher. Batting second, second baseman Buddy Kennedy. Hitting third and playing first base is Phillip Evans. Haven Smith bats cleanup. He's in right field. Hitting fifth, the left fielder Diego Castillo. Batting sixth, catcher Ali Sanchez. Hitting seventh, third baseman Blaze Alexander. Batting eighth and DHing is Dominic Marolio. And batting ninth, shortstop Jake Hager. Their pitcher is left-hander Blake Walston. For Tacoma, leading off is Cesar Hernandez. He plays second base. Center fielder Zach DeLoach bats second. Brian O'Keefe hits third. He's catching in this one. Mike Ford is back in there in the cleanup spot playing first base after getting the first game of the doubleheader off. Hitting fifth is left fielder Jake Shiner. Batting sixth, designated hitter Jacob Nottingham. Hitting seventh, the shortstop Mason McCoy. Batting eighth is third baseman Jose Caballero. And hitting ninth, right fielder Nick Solak. On the mound, Easton McGee. McGee has just finished his warm-up pitches. McGee's making his second start. In his first start in Oklahoma City, he surrendered four runs in four to third innings and got no decision in a game that the Rainiers lost in the ninth. Dominic Fletcher heads towards the batter's box to get things started. The Rainiers wore their red jerseys in the first game, but here in game two, they have switched to the white uniforms. And it is Reno who is wearing red instead for game two. Wow, that was exciting in the first game. A walk-off three-run home run for DeLoach, his first triple-A bomb. Yeah, the Rainiers have now hit 13 homers in six games, and seven of them have been three-run homers. They've hit six three-run homers in three games against Reno. Just bonkers. All right, here we go. Game two. Easton McGee with his first pitch to Dominic Fletcher, and it's in there for a strike, and we are underway. Fletcher 0 for 3 in the opener with a sacrifice, and he fouls one away, and the count goes to 0-2. McGee making his first start ever here at Cheney Stadium. He had spent his whole career in the in the Tampa Bay Rays organization, and their AAA club is in the International League. The big winners over there, the Durham Bulls. Gets a foul ball, and the count's 0-2 to Fletcher. So this is McGee's first appearance here at Cheney Stadium. Tall right-hander, great control. The 0-2 to Fletcher is up high a little bit, 1-2. He didn't have the great control at his first start. He walked four batters in 4 1/3. Last year he went the entire season without walking more than two in any game. And then in opening day this year, or his first start this year, game two, he walked four batters. Here's a grounder to short. Backhand pickup by McCoy, and he throws to first for the out. And one man is gone at the top of the first inning. McGee gets Fletcher to ground to shortstop. One away. And now Buddy McGee will be the batter. Or Buddy Kennedy the batter, pardon me. McGee the pitcher. McGee's 25 years old. He is on the Mariners 40-man roster. 6 feet 6 inches tall. Righty. Into his motion now, and the pitch to Kennedy is low and away for a ball. McGee's from Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Kentucky. Got drafted out of high school by Tampa in 2016 and has been a pro ever since. 1-0 pitch down low and outside for a ball. McGee reached the majors for one appearance last year. He spent the season with Durham in their starting rotation all year, and then got called up for a start at the very end of the season. Actually, it was a relief appearance at the end of the season as he misses outside to Kennedy 3-0. But he went three innings in a game for Tampa without allowing an earned run. That's his lone big league appearance to date. 3-0 pitch in for a strike, 3-1. So three balls, one strike to Buddy Kennedy. And the pitch is inside, ball four, a walk. So McGee issues a walk here with one out at the top of the first inning, and now Phillip Evans will be the batter. Evans was out of the lineup in game one, in there in game two. He's been a hot bat for Reno to start the season, 8-for-17. 7 runs batted in just 4 games. And he takes an off-speed pitch over for a strike. It's 0-1. Now the 0-1, swing and a miss and a breaking ball there, strike two. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Evans. Couple of sliders there from Easton McGee to get the strikeout of Phillip Evans. Okay, good break on that pitch. Two down, and now Pavin Smith will be the batter. Smith, left-handed hitter. 0-for-4 in the opening game. And he takes a strike. 0-1 the count. So Kennedy at first, being held on by the Red Ears first baseman, Mike Ford. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch inside for a ball. Speaking of Red Ears first baseman, word got out yesterday when we were rained out and didn't play and didn't have a broadcast. But turns out Evan White, who strained a groin in Oklahoma City, the Mariners say that he could be out for 2 months. Now a swing and the runner goes, and the ball is pulled into right field. A clean base hit. Over to get it is Solak, and he sends it back into the infield, but going all the way to third is Buddy Kennedy because he was moving on the pitch. Paven Smith with a single, and runners are at the quarters with two outs in the top of the first inning. So Smith is on. They're at first and third with two away for Diego Castillo. Castillo in the opening game was 1-for-3. He's now hit safely in 5 straight games for the Aces. Pitch from McGee is outside for a ball, 1-0. This, like the first game tonight, is a 7-inning game. Now the 1-0 from McGee is in there for a called strike, 1-1. Reno threatening with two outs. A ball and a strike to Castillo. And the pitch to the right-hand hitter is on its way, and it's a fastball, called a strike, 1-2. McGee is in the low 90s with his fastball. And there's the 1-2 pitch on its way. And it swung on and flared down the first baseline, foul ball, and it lands in foul territory. Wasn't hit high enough for Solak to get over there and make the play. So a ball and two strikes to Diego Castillo with runners at first and third and two outs. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away again. Castillo hanging in there, fouling off a fastball. Still one ball, two strikes. Now McGee with the 1-2 pitch, and it's lined into the alleyway in right center field, and that's going to get into the gap and be extra bases. Scoring is Kennedy. Smith goes to third. They're waving him around. Here's the relay to the plate. They're going to get Smith by 20 feet. He's tagged out by Brian O'Keefe for the final out of the inning. Wow. An aggressive send by the Aces third base coach, and the Red Ears say thank you and get the final out of the inning at the plate. It's a base hit for Castillo. He drives in Kennedy from third, but Paven Smith, trying to score from first base, gets thrown out as it was Mason McCoy on the relay to the plate. One run scores for Reno, and one runner left on. There were two hits in the inning. We go to the bottom of the first. Reno 1, Tacoma coming to the plate.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, Reno gets a run in the top of the first inning, and now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first. Cesar Hernandez leading things off against the lefty Blake Walston, and the first pitch of the game is a fastball poured in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Walston making his first ever appearance at Cheney Stadium. 21-year-old lefty. His next pitch is fouled back by Hernandez, and that's strike two. Walston was the Diamondbacks' first-round draft pick in 2019, one of their first-round draft picks that year. They had a couple of them. It's also the year they drafted Corbin Carroll out of a Seattle high school. 0-2 pitch. Swung on, bounced up the middle by Hernandez, ranging left and gloving it is Hager. He spins, throws a one-hopper to first in time for the out. It was dug out by Phillip Evans, and Hernandez is the first out at the bottom of the first inning. Nice play by Jake Hager, the Reno shortstop, who is a former Rainier. He was only with the Rainiers for a month, but he was here. Now Zach Deloach is the hitter. Walston with a fastball to Deloach, and it's in there for a strike. It'll be interesting to see how Walston does this year. The Diamondbacks have been really aggressive promoting their young pitchers through Reno in the last 2 years, last year and again this year. Here's a swing and a miss by Deloach, and it's been working. They've moved guys up to the big league rotation. They're breaking guys in this year. Ryan Nelson, one of them now. So here's one that misses for a ball. Tommy Henry last year got 9 starts. I'm sure he's in the mix this year. Trey Jameson started in Reno last year. He made the Diamondbacks bullpen this year. 1-2 pitch called. Strike three. Deloach goes down looking, and that's the second out in the bottom of the first inning. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. So Walston's just 21. Last year, he began the year at Class A Hillsboro in the Northwest League. Made 4 dominant starts. Struck out 27 batters in 17 and two-thirds innings, so they moved him up to Double A. So here's one down low to O'Keefe. And he made 20 starts for Amarillo in a real hitter's ballpark there. Was 7-3 with a 5.16 ERA. Struck out a little more than a batter per inning. As a 20-year-old in Double A, as there's a strike to O'Keefe. And so this year they're challenging him with the Reno assignment. 1-1 pitch outside for a ball, 2-1 to O'Keefe. O'Keefe had a hit in the opener. 2-1 pitch from Walston, up and in. 2-2. In his first start, Walston went 3 2/3 scoreless innings against Las Vegas, but threw 72 pitches, so came out in the fourth. O'Keefe lofts one to left field. He got under this one, though. Castillo is there, and he makes the catch, and that's the final out of the inning. Rainiers go in order at the bottom of the first. 3 up, 3 down. We go to the second inning of play. It's Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Reno leads Tacoma 1-0 after one inning here in game two of the doubleheader. Red Ears won the first one in a walk-off. Zach Deloach with the three-run homer to win it. His first AAA home run. Now we're on to game two. Easton McGee on the hill, and he'll face Ali Sanchez to lead things off. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Sanchez 4-for-8 at the plate to start the season. He went 4-for-5 in his first game he played in this year. 0-for-3 in the next one. This is his third game, and he swings and chops a two-hopper to second, fielded by Cesar Hernandez. And he throws out Sanchez at first, one away in the top of the second inning. Blaze Alexander now the batter. He had a couple of doubles in game one tonight and is now 6-for-13 on the young season. These two teams both have some great hitting numbers. Reno scored a ton of runs in their opening series against Vegas. And the Rainiers have scored a bunch of runs in every game. So there's a check swing strike to Alexander, 0-1. A 1 pitch, swing, and a foul back. There's strike two. So no balls, two strikes. Time called by Alexander. Plate umpire in this game is Takahita Matsuda. Swinging a foul out of play. And like the first game of this doubleheader, we are not using any automated umpire systems in this game. This is a traditional, old-fashioned human beings calling the balls and strikes and all the other plays as well. So here's a swing and a foul out of play by Alexander. Still 0-2. Now the 0-2, breaking ball, up and away. One ball, two strikes. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. McGee threw a fastball past him, and Blaze Alexander is the second out of the inning and the second strikeout victim of Easton McGee. Two down, and now Dominic Maroglio will be the batter. Reno manager Blake Lawley was 2-for-3 on his Dominics in this game. He has three hitters on his team named Dominic, but has yet to start all three of them in the same game against the Rainiers in this series. We have not seen a three Dominic lineup. So here's one inside to Maroglio. They've got Dominic Maroglio, Dominic Fletcher. They're both in the lineup in this game. Dominic Canzone played in the first game, but is not in there in this one. Now called strike on the outside edge, and the count's even, 1-1. Now McGee with the next pitch, swung on, bounced slowly to third, charged and scooped up by Caballero, and he throws to first in time to get Maroglio. It's a 3-up, 3-down, top of the second inning. Easton McGee sets down the side in order. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
We go to the bottom of the second inning. Right here is trailing Reno 1-0. First pitch from Blake Walston to Mike Ford is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Ford has been one of the Red Ears' really hot hitters out of the gate this year. Didn't play in the first game of the doubleheader. In there in this one, though, and he watches outside for a ball. 11 for 25 so far this year. That's a .440 average with three homers and 11 runs batted in. 1-1 pitch is low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1. Up high. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Inside, ball four. Ford draws the walk, and this is what the Red Ears have been doing, drawing a ton of walks and hitting a ton of homers. And there's their first base runner of this game, and it's a walk. They drew seven walks in the opener. So coming into this game, 51 walks drawn in six games. Here's the pitch to Jake Shiner, and it misses for a ball, 1-0. Shiner hit a three-run homer in game one today, did that in the first inning. Was his second homer as a member of the Rainiers. 1-0 pitch down low for a ball. Now here comes the 2-0. Down low, ball three. Walston set down the side in order of the first, but here in the second, he has thrown seven of his eight pitches outside of the strike zone. And now here's a fastball inside. It's ball four. Back-to-back walks. So are we going to see another three-run homer? Each of the three-run homers that the Red Ears hit in the first game came after two walks. There was another one in the first game of the series on Tuesday that Brian O'Keefe hit that came after two walks. Pitch to Nottingham is down low for a ball, 1-0. Nottingham was hitless in the opener, 0-3. And that was the game he caught. Now he's DHing in game two. The 1-0 is outside, ball two. And that's cause for concern. And the catcher goes to the mound to talk to Walston, who's now thrown 11 pitches this inning, 10 of them out of the strike zone. Walston's just gonna take some extra time here, try to collect himself. 1-0 Reno. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Rainiers have won the first three games of this six-game series, which continues with an evening game tomorrow at 6:05. Yeah, the 2-0 pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 2-1. And then the series wraps up, and the homestand wraps up with a day game on Sunday at 1:35 in the afternoon. 2-1 to Nottingham. Swung on and blooped to the first baseman. Infield fly rule in effect, and it's caught by Philip Evans. And there's the first out in the bottom of the second inning. And Evans playing this game with the face covering to stay warm, like knit all the way up over his nose and ears. It's not that cold. It's like 50. I mean, it's chilly. I'm not going to try to pretend it's warm, but. Here's the pitch to McCoy, and it's down low for a ball, 1-0. Mason McCoy. He was 0 for 2 with a walk in game one. He's reached base in all six games this season. And he takes a strike now, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Now the 1-2, down in the dirt, two balls, two strikes. Now Walston's pitch is swung on and fouled away. Still 2-2. Now a swing and a fly to shallow right field. Coming in on it is Smith, and he's under it, and he makes the catch, and there is out number two. So the Rainiers' first two batters this inning walked, but Blake Walston has now retired two straight hitters. And here comes Jose Caballero. We'll try to come through with two outs and tie this game up with a base hit. Caballero, 4-for-8 at the plate with 8 walks. 765 on base percentage for Caballero. He settles into the batter's box and looks out towards Walston. And the pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. Now a pitch clock violation has been called. Or was that a disengagement? Either way, it's ball two, and now the manager of the Aces wants an explanation from the plate umpire, Matsuda, and Blake Lawley's a little fired up here. And Matsuda's explaining it to him. And Lawley has just been ejected. Matsuda doesn't want to hear it. And Lawley's been tossed, and now he's going to get his money's worth. And he is getting in the face of the plate umpire, Matsuda. And now the first base umpire and crew chief, Jose Navas, comes down the line to try to make sure that things move along here eventually. But Lawley has been tossed from this game. He is not having a good trip to Reno. His team's lost the first three games. The Rainiers keep hitting three-run homers against his squad. And now he's been tossed. Now look at this on MILB TV. It just looked like a pitch clock violation. But Caballero, was he in there ready to hit? I'll ask afterwards, find out what the ruling was. Now Walston's throwing some warm-up pitches. All right, we're ready for play to resume. Ford at second, Shiner at first, two down in the bottom of the second inning. There's the pitch, and it is low, ball three. 3-0 to Jose Caballero. Rainiers have Solak on deck. Here, the 3-0 pitch is in there for a called strike. 3-1. Caballero was taking all the way. Now the 3-1. High ball four, and Walston reacts strongly. He thought that was a strike. He can't believe it. But that's ball four. The bases are loaded. Walston may have had a point. So they're loaded up with two outs. And here's Nick Solak. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off down the first baseline. So that's strike one. Now time called. And now more concern about the pitch clock or disengagements, and now whoever's in charge of, I think that's Mark Reed, has a word with the first base umpire, Jose Nava. But Reed's not going to pursue anything here. He's just trying to figure out what's going on, and Navas has had enough. Now Walston's pitch is taken up high for a ball. Back pick at first, and they got Caballero to get out of the inning. The back pick, they pick the runner off of first base. The catcher, Sanchez, firing down to Phillip Evans, and they get the final out here in the bottom of the second inning. Big play by the catcher to get his pitcher, who appeared to be somewhat rattled out of the inning. No runs for Tacoma. No hits or errors. Two runners left on base. We go to the third. Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
One nothing Reno. We head to the third inning here at Cheney Stadium, the nightcap of our doubleheader. Jake Hager leading off for Reno, and the pitch from the Rainiers, Easton McGee, is a breaking ball in there for a called strike, going one. Hager got into game one as a pinch runner and scored the tying run in the seventh inning for Reno. And now he lifts one in the air to left field, and Jake Shiner has it all lined up, moving a few steps towards the foul line, and he makes the catch, and one man is out in the third. So Hager flies to left. Fletcher now the batter, the leadoff man for the Aces. Fletcher's 0 for 1 with a ground out to shortstop. And the pitch is in at the D's for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is down low for a ball, 1-1. McGee, the tall righty with his pitch, and it's a swing and a foul straight into the ground at the plate. 1-2 now to Fletcher. Mariners won today. Had a nice comeback victory against the Guardians and spoiled the Cleveland club's home opener. It was a day game. So the next pitch is in there for a called strike three, and down goes Fletcher. That is strikeout number three for McGee. And now Buddy Kennedy will be the hitter.
Second baseman, Buddy Kennedy.
Mariners were down 3-0 early. Logan Gilbert was kind of wild, ran into some trouble, got in a 3-0 hole, but the M's battled back to tie it. As here's a swing and a drive to shallow left. Here comes Shiner, and he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Three up, three down for Eastern McGee, who has suddenly retired six in a row. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
One nothing. Reno leads Tacoma. We're in the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium. This is game two of our doubleheader. Rainiers won the opener on a walk-off three-run home run by Zach Deloach, his first Triple-A home run. Well, Solak leads things off here in the third against Blake Walston, and the pitch is a fastball up high, ball one. Want to know the count to Solak. He was at the plate in the second with the bases loaded and two outs when the catcher, Elise Sanchez, picked a runner off first base to get out of the jam. Here's a pop-up by Solak. Foul, first base side, and caught by Philip Evans. And there's the first out at the bottom of the third. Rainier's still looking for their first hit here in game two. Lineup turns over. Cesar Hernandez will bat for his second time. He grounded a shortstop first time up. Pitch to Hernandez, swing and a miss at a fastball. That's strike one. Next pitch coming. Up high for a ball. So I was talking about the Mariners game before we got to the commercial break. Now they were down 3-0 early. So here's a line shot over the leaping Alexander and down the left field line. There's the Red Ears' first hit of the game. Hernandez is digging for second, and he'll get there standing up. A one-out double for Cesar Hernandez. And that puts a man in scoring position for Zach Deloach. Deloach struck out looking his first time up. He's 0 for 1. Left versus left matchup here. I'm sure Deloach faced Walston last year in the Texas League. Deloach was with Arkansas, the Mariners AA club, and Walston was with Amarillo, Diamondbacks AA team. 1-0 pitch coming to Deloach. And it's a swing and a foul tip held onto by the catcher. Mariners tied up. The Guardians getting a pair of RBI doubles from J.P. Crawford. And it was 3-3 in the sixth, and Julio Rodriguez connected for a go-ahead two-run home run. Put him up 5-3. So there's another ball up high to Deloach. And that would be the final score, Seattle 5, Cleveland 3. Julio's second home run of the year was a game winner. The M's bullpen was terrific today. Five shutout innings of one-hit ball from the Mariners' bullpen. 2-1 pitch fouled away by Deloach. And that was a much-needed win. The team did not have a very successful opening homestand, going 2-5. And maybe the road will lead to a few more wins. A great start winning that opener in Cleveland today. Two-two pitch on its way to Deloach. Breaking ball pulled to the right side and threw into right field. A ground ball base hit. Coming around third is Hernandez. He's heading home. The throw, the slide. He's safe at the plate. And the Rainiers have tied the game. Hernandez scores from second base on a single to right by Deloach. Grounder between first and second. Pavin Smith, the right fielder, came up firing home. His throw took a couple of hops. Hernandez was able to slide in ahead of the tag from Elise Sanchez, and it is all even now, 1-1. And now here's O'Keefe, who flied out his first time up and is 0-for-1 in the game, and he swings and lines one, and that's into left field, tight to the line. Shaded that way was Castillo. He's on it quickly. Stopping at second base is Deloach. It's a single for O'Keefe, and there are two on with one out. Three straight hits for the Rainiers. O'Keefe has now hit safely in all six games that he has played in this season. What a start to his season. And now Mike Ford is the batter. Ford walked his first time up. And the pitch from Walston is a breaking ball that misses, ball one. Ford windmills the bat and looks out towards this young 21-year-old lefty. And the 1-0 pitch is in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Good hitter's count here for Ford. Rainier's trying to take their first lead of this game. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch. Pickoff throw to second, and getting back in with a dive is Deloach, beating the tag from Hager. Sanchez has already gotten a pickoff in this game after the pitch. And he went for it again here, trying to pick Deloach off of second base. But he got back in there. Next pitch to Ford is a breaking ball outside. And the count moves to 3-1. So three balls, one strike to the Rainiers first baseman out of Princeton University. The pitch is swung on and hit foul and out of play. Count goes full, 3-2. One out. Don't think we'll see the runners on the move here. But I don't know. Maybe we will. Walston's ready. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. They don't go, and it is a called strike three, and Ford goes down looking. So there's the second out of the inning, and Walston has his second strikeout of this game. Two away for Jake Shiner. The catcher, Sanchez, goes to the mound to talk to Walston. Shortstop Hager comes in on the conversation as well. Walston, first round pick out of high school in 2019 from New Hanover High School in Wilmington, North Carolina. Ready to face Shiner now. Two on, two out, and the pitch to Shiner is down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0, swing and a miss and an off-speed pitch. Count goes to 1-1. Now Now the 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. Walston's worked his way up through the Diamondbacks farm system, so that means stops in Visalia, California, Hillsboro, Oregon, Amarillo, Texas, and Reno. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Shiner goes down swinging, and the Rainiers settle for one run in the third inning. One run on three hits. They left two on base. Rainiers have tied it up. We go to the fourth. It's Tacoma 1, Reno 1.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
On to the fourth inning, the middle inning of game two of tonight's doubleheader between the Rainiers and the Reno Aces. Rainiers won the opener 7-4 on Zach Deloach's walk-off homer, and we're all tied in this one, 1-1. Phillip Evans, Paven Smith, and Diego Castillo to bat in the top of the fourth. Easton McGee has retired the last six batters he has faced. Evans standing in. He struck out in the first inning 0-1. McGee's pitch is an off-speed pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. McGee making his second start of the season. Now the next pitch is on the outside edge for a called strike, 1-1. Tomorrow's scheduled starters for the Red Ears, Taylor Dollard, and for Reno, Brandon Fott. Now here's a swing and a fly towards right center, coming in on the ball and sliding and making the catch is Deloach. Nice play by Zach Deloach in right center to record the first out of the inning. And Deloach has played center field in a couple of games here early in the season, and he's been making plays. One out in the fourth for Paven Smith. And now a swing by Smith, and he hits a foul off the end of the bat, out of play. There's strike one. That pitching matchup, by the way, tomorrow would be the top two pitching prospects, according to many of those lists and rankings and whatnot, for each of these two clubs. And they'd be going head-to-head tomorrow in Taylor Dollard for the Rainiers and Brandon Fott for Reno. The count moves to 0-2 on Smith. Next pitch, pulled to right field. Lining it up is Solak, and he makes the catch. And that's out number two. A couple of fair fly balls and a couple of quick outs. Here's Diego Castillo. He singled in a run in the first inning. And on the play, a second run attempted to score and was thrown out at the plate. So Castillo continues to rack up hits as he takes one outside for a ball. 2 for 4 so far in the doubleheader. Let's do some quick math. He's 12 for 22 on the year. 5.45 batting average. Here's the pitch in for a strike from McGee, 1-1. See if McGee can get him. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss and a curve. And the count goes to 1-2. So McGee's ahead in the count, and Castillo uses his timeout, steps out for a moment. Now he's back in there and ready to hit. McGee with the pitch, and it's swung on and laced to right field, but coming in on it and grabbing it for the out is Solak. A line shot hauled in by the right fielder to wrap up the top of the fourth. Another 3-up, 3-down inning for Easton McGee. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 1, Reno 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Moving on to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Airs and the Reno Aces are tied up 1-1. Jacob Nottingham, Mason McCoy, and Jose Caballero to bat this inning. Nottingham stands in, and the pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch is hit well towards right field. On the move is Pavin Smith. He won't get this. It short hops the fence. Nottingham's on his way to second base. The throw comes in. Oh, boy. He dives, and he's in there safely. Nottingham with a double. His first hit of the season. A rocket to right field that short hopped the fence, and then for a scary moment there, it looked like he might get thrown out at second base. But he was able to dive in there safely ahead of the tag. And the Red Airs have the go-ahead runner in scoring position. Hit number 4 for Tacoma in this game. Now McCoy is the batter. And the pitch is called a strike. 0-1 the count. McCoy is wearing what appears to be a fanny pack. 0-1 pitch is fouled at the plate, and the count goes to 0-2. What do you think he has in there? Snacks? Here's the 0-2 pitch. And it's a swing and a foul at the plate, and McCoy fouled it off his foot. He's back up on his feet, though. Right off the left foot. One-one tie, bottom of the fourth. Now, time called before that pitch by McCoy. Pitch didn't count. And that was McCoy's one time out of the plate appearance. So the count remains no balls, two strikes. Now McCoy's back in the batter's box. Here's the 0-2, and it is swung on and pulled down the left field line. Foul. Still no balls, two strikes. The 0-2 coming. And it is outside for a ball. Now the 1-2, swing and a foul tip at the plate, still 1-2. Some of the Mariners' other minor league affiliates got their season started last night. Double A Arkansas played their opener. They're on the road at Corpus Christi. But they won on the road in their season opener. Now the 1-2 is inside to McCoy, 2-2. They won that game 9-5. Bryce Miller, the pitching prospect to opened some eyes during spring training. He actually kind of got knocked around. Allowed 7 hits and 4 runs in 4 1/3 innings. Although he didn't walk anybody, so that's good. Here's one outside to McCoy, and the count goes full. And then the Arkansas bullpen was outstanding. They won the game. They had 3 hits and 2 runs batted in from Spencer Packard, and 3 hits and 2 runs batted in from Robbie Tenorowitz. 3-2 pitch is bounced foul on the third base side. The Advanced Class A Everett Aqua Sox have their season opener tonight. They have the Mariners' top hitting prospect, Harry Ford, on the club. He'll presumably be in the lineup tonight, I would think. I mean, they're probably halfway through their game already, right? So there's a foul hit by McCoy, still 3-2. And then Low A Modesto, they opened their season yesterday on the road at Stockton and won 10-5. Catcher Freddie Bautista had 3 hits, including a homer. Teenage outfielder Gabriel Gonzalez hit 2 doubles and drew a walk. Now the 3-2 pitch. Inside, ball 4. McCoy draws a walk, and the right ears have a couple of men on with no one out. There's action in the Reno bullpen. Jose Caballero will be the next batter. Also at Modesto last night, last year's first-round draft pick, Cole Young, the shortstop, drafted out of a high school in Pennsylvania. He hit leadoff for Modesto. Went 1-for-4 with 2 walks. His hit was a bases-loaded triple, so he drove in 3 runs. Well, big meeting on the mound now. And they're going to leave Walston in for now to face Caballero. Caballero walked earlier. There's a look at the Reno bullpen where they have a right-hander throwing. One-one tie, bottom of the fourth, two on, no one out. Caballero shows bunt, takes the pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. Caballero back in the batter's box. And the pitch from Walston is swung on and hit high in the sky behind first base down the right field line. Kennedy, the second baseman's out there. He can't get it. It falls in. Everybody moves up a base. A pop fly single for Jose Caballero. And the Red Ears have loaded the bases with nobody out. Kennedy had to run a ways out there. But still, I think the Aces feel like this ball should have been caught, and nope, dropped in. So they're loaded up for Nick Solak. Oh, we have some people running in the outfield. And then jumping into the Aces bullpen area. All right. Don't think that's going to end well for them. Whatever. Play can resume. Now we're going to get a pitching change. The Aces are making a move and calling to the bullpen. And Walston is done after three-plus innings tonight. So they'll bring in a right-hander with the bases loaded and no one out in the inning to face Nick Solak. We'll take a break in our broadcast in the fourth with the score Reno 1, Tacoma 1.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help you pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value and comfort to your home. We've got you covered with zero interest loans, rebates, and store discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Tie game, bottom of the fourth. Reno and Tacoma all even 1-1. This is a seven-inning game, game two of tonight's doubleheader. Rainiers have loaded the bases with nobody out. Nick Solak coming to the plate. And Reno's got to the bullpen and brought in right-hander Andres Briseno. And Briseno is pitching in his first affiliated minor league game since 2018. He was originally in the Tigers system, spent a lot of time in the Class A ranks from 2009 through 2018. Eventually ended up in independent leagues, pitched in his home country in Puerto Rico, and signed by the Diamondbacks. And this is his first affiliated game since 2018. He's actually from Venezuela, but he played in the Puerto Rican Winter League this past winter. 1-0 pitch is a called strike to Solak. counts 1-1. Brissetto, 31 years old and staying with it. Independent leagues and all that. Now he's reached AAA for the first time in his career. 1-1 pitch, swung on and chopped on a high bounce to the shortstop, Hager, who has to wait for it. His only play is to first, and he throws out Solak, but Nottingham scores, and the Rainiers have taken their first lead of this game. It's Tacoma 2, Reno 1. Solak chops this pitch straight into the ground, and it took such a high bounce, Hager was stuck there just waiting for it, and by the time it landed in his glove, he had to hustle it to first to get the out. The run scores. And McCoy now at third and Caballero at second with one away for Cesar Hernandez. Brissetto, righty with his pitch, and it's a swing and a miss and a breaking ball. There's strike one. Andres Brissetto. Now here's the 0-1 pitch. And it's a fastball inside. One ball, one strike. Rainiers have a chance to turn this into a multiple run rally. Reno has the infield in. Now the 1-1 down in the dirt, blocked by Sanchez. They appeal to see if Hernandez swung at that pitch or not. They say he did not. So 2-1. All right, Mason, it's not a fanny pack. It's a hand warmer. We get it now. I like the idea better that you might have some snacks in that thing. 2-1 pitch up high for a ball, 3-1. Three-one pitch to Cesar Hernandez with a couple of men in scoring position is swung on and popped up down the third baseline. Chasing is Diego Castillo, and it's out of play just barely. And so Hernandez stays alive. Full count, 3-2. Three-two pitch coming. And it is inside, ball four. That loads him up. Hernandez down to first. Caballero stays at second, and McCoy stays at third. Bases loaded, one out for Zach Deloach. Well, Deloach was the hero of game one, and now he has a chance to open up game two. Rainiers lead 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch is an off-speed pitch outside. 1-0 the count. Next pitch, swing and a foul on a curve. And the count's even, 1-1. Now they're going to switch baseballs. One ball, one strike to Deloach. Bases loaded, one out. And the pitch inside, and it hit him. And the Aces appeal to see if he swung at the pitch, and the third base umpire says no, it's a hit by pitch. That forces in a run, and it is a 3-1 Tacoma lead, and Deloach is in pain. He is feeling it right now. Let's see where this got him. On the replay, left elbow, right on it. looking at his elbow now. The Rainiers trainer, Eric Quinney, out there. His first appearance on the field this season. He's new this year, up from Class A Everett in the Mariners organization. John Russell came out to check on Deloach as well. Right on that bone on the inside of the elbow. So they're still checking on Deloach at first. Yeah, Quinney, the new trainer this year, up from advanced to Class A Everett. He actually filled in for the Rainiers for a couple series last year. The Rainiers trainer from last year, Michael Feliciano, got transferred in the Mariners organization. He's now the trainer at the Arizona Complex, where they have players year-round in Peoria. So he's working there and based in one spot this year. They're still checking on Deloach, making sure he can move his fingers, and that just stung right there. I'm sure that he'll get checked out further after the game, but it does appear that he's going to stay in here and run for himself at least, and then we'll see how he feels when the inning's over and if he's able to go out there and play center field. Right, here's now lead 3-1 after the bases loaded hit by pitch. And here's Brian O'Keefe. 1-for-2 in this game. Hot hitter to start the year. The pitch from Briseno is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Next pitch coming. Swung on and popped up on the infield. The shortstop, Hager, calling for it. He's actually a step or two on the outfield grass, and he makes the catch. And that's the second out of the inning. The infield fly rule was in use right there. So two down, and now it's Mike Ford. Ford has walked and struck out in this game, 0-for-1. And the pitch is down low for ball one. Next pitch coming. Swing and a miss, strike one, 1-1 the count. Mike Ford in his third go-around in the Mariners organization. Swings and hits one sharply on the ground and into right field, a base hit. Caballero scores. Here comes Hernandez. He's going to score. Going all the way to third is Deloach. It's a two-out, two-run single for Mike Ford. And the Rainiers have opened it up. It's now Tacoma 5, Reno 1. Ford with 13 runs batted in six games played. Jake Shiner will be the ninth man to come to the plate this inning. Books closed on Walston. He goes three-plus innings, allows five hits, three runs all earned, four walks, three strikeouts. Here's the pitch to Shiner, and it's inside for a ball 1-0. Shiner, like Deloach, a Triple-A rookie this year. A little older for a Triple-A rookie, 27. as he takes a breaking ball up high. He had to duck out of the way of it, and that makes the fans groan. But it was a curveball from Brissano. It's not a purpose pitch. Pitch to Shiner, and it's a check swing, and he went, well, the pitch was a strike anyway, 2-1. Shiner's from Santa Rosa, California. Went to the same high school that produced Andrew Vaughn of the Chicago White Sox. 2-1 to Shiner. Called a strike, 2-2. When Shiner was in college, he played summer ball for the Healdsburg Prune Packers of the California Collegiate League. He swings and misses at the next pitch. And that is strike three. Inning over. Rainiers, though, have a big rally in the bottom of the fourth inning. It ends before I got to tell you that the Healdsburg Prune Packers were managed by former major leaguer Joey Gomes. Four runs on three hits and two runners left on. We go to the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Reno 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Rainiers have taken a lead, 5-1 Tacoma. We go to the fifth inning of play here in the nightcap of our doubleheader. The Rainiers hoping for a sweep today. Easton McGee has started this game for the Rainiers, and he's still on the hill. And his first pitch to Elise Sanchez is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now the 0-1 is swung on and stroked towards right field, but Solak is there, and he makes the catch, and one man is out in the fifth. The last five outs recorded by Easton McGee have all been fly balls into the outfield. Now plays Alexander, the batter. Now the pitch. Misses for a ball, 1-0. McGee throws his breaking ball inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Now a swing and a grounder slowly to short, charged and fielded and juggled and controlled by McCoy, and then his throw to first is too late. Alexander is on. McCoy was trying to charge that ball. And he had it in his glove, but then he juggled it. And that was the difference maker. They've scored that an error on McCoy. Had just 6 errors all season last year. He's already been charged with 2. And the pitch is in there for a strike to Maroglio. 0-1 the count. Toss to first by McGee. Close over there, but back in safely is Alexander. Now the 0-1. Swung on and pulled into left, and that's going to get down for a base hit. And Alexander takes second and stops there. It's a single for Maroglio. And there's 2 on with 1 out. Jake Hager now the batter. DeLoach did stay in the game in center field after getting hit by that pitch. He's still out there. Now the pitch is inside for a ball. Two on, one out. Now the pitch is swung on and popped up foul. First base side might be playable. Ford over by the dugout, reaches out and just misses it. Simply a foul ball. And a strike to Hager. Ford was right up in front of the dugout railing and reaching over the railing. And came up just short. Now the 1-1 called a strike with a fastball, 1-2. Now the 1-2 swung on, bounced down the first baseline just to the foul side of the first base bag. And it is still 1-2. Mentioned earlier, the Mariners won today. So did the parent club of the Reno Aces. The Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers today, 6-3. Game just went final recently. 1-2 pitch fouled off again. They beat Kershaw. One-two pitch, slider outside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Evan Longoria and Corbin Carroll with homers for the Diamondbacks today. Evan Longoria, Diamondback. It's kind of tough to get used to. They called a pitch clock violation on McGee, even though he was into his motion. So, it's a full count, 3-2. Here comes the payoff, and it's swung on, grounded towards short. McCoy has it, goes to second. There's one, relay to first. There's two, the inning-ending double play. Mason McCoy to Cesar Hernandez to Mike Ford, and that gets the Rainiers out of the jam in the top of the fifth inning. No runs on a hit and an error, and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's Tacoma 5, Reno 1.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Five-1 Tacoma leads Reno. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. New pitcher in for Reno. It is Justin Martinez. He's in relief of Andres Briseno, who in his AAA debut went one inning, allowed one hit and one run that was earned. He did not walk anyone and struck out one. Well, here's Jacob Nottingham to lead things off against Martinez. And Martinez is working with heat. And his first pitch is a 98-mile-per-hour fastball for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss. There was a violation in their pitch clock. So one and but prior to the first pitch. So the count is now 1-2 because he got Nottingham to swing and miss at a slider. Now Martinez with a 1-2 pitch to Nottingham. Swing and a bouncer foul. Still one ball, two strikes. Nottingham started the four-run rally last inning with his double to right field. Now here comes the 1-2 pitch. And it's swung on and fouled off the catcher's gear. And Sanchez is all right. Although his earpiece came out. Oh, the new technology for calling the pitches, the pitch comm, they call it. So Sanchez has to put that earpiece back in there and he's ready to go. Now the 1-2 is a swing and a miss. That's strike three. They got Nottingham with a slider. One away at the bottom of the fifth. And now Mason McCoy is the batter. McCoy has flied out and walked and scored a run today. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two. McCoy steps out, calls time. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Another slider from Martinez. He's got good stuff. Two down in the bottom of the fifth, back-to-back strikeouts, and now Jose Caballero will be the batter. Martinez, just 21 years old. .63 righty, worked his way up the Diamondbacks minor league ladder from A-ball to AAA last year. AAA late in the season, I guess we didn't see him. His first pitch to Caballero misses for a ball. Now there's a slider for a strike that Caballero clearly had trouble reading. 1-1 the count. Next pitch, swing and a miss at the slider again, 1-2. He's got a wicked slider and can hit 98. So one ball, two strikes, two outs. Martinez trying to strike out the side. Caballero has not made an out today and has not been making outs really very much at all. The 1-2 pitch is a slider up. Two balls, two strikes. Now the next pitch, fastball, chopped to the right side and fielded by the second baseman, Kennedy. He throws out Caballero, and that closes out the bottom of the fifth. Right, here's go in order, three up, three down. We head to the sixth inning of what is a seven-inning game with the score Tacoma 5, Reno 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
We go to the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Reno 1. Rainiers with Easton McGee on the hill. He's allowed three singles and one run through five innings. And he's going to pitch into the sixth here. Dominic Fletcher stands in, and the pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike. The Rainiers do have activity in the bullpen now for the first time tonight. Well, first time in game two tonight. 0-1 pitch is in for a strike, 0-2. Checking in on the PCL scoreboard. Salt Lake put the hammer on Albuquerque tonight, 15-2. Goodness gracious. Had 19 hits. Here's a bouncer to the right side. Ford has it at first, and he throws to McGee, covering the bag in time for the out, and one man is gone. In the top of the sixth inning, Fletcher grounds out to first base. And now Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. In that Salt Lake game, Joe Adell homered for the fourth consecutive game. He's enjoying his trip to Albuquerque. Time called theirs. The Aces, well, the Rainiers, third baseman Caballero was retrieving something on the ground in foul territory. Now we're ready to go. The pitch is outside for a ball to Kennedy. Oklahoma City beat Las Vegas 11-6. Oh, that's not done yet. They're in the ninth. Here's a swing and a grounder to third. That's scooped up by Caballero, and he throws to first in time to get Kennedy, and two men are gone. And now Phillip Evans is the hitter. If Oklahoma City hangs on and wins that game, they're going to be 6-1 with their only loss being their opening night loss to the Rainiers. Then they walked off the Rainiers back-to-back games to take two out of three in that series. Then they flew to Las Vegas, and they are three outs away from winning their fourth in a row in Vegas and sixth in a row overall. Here's a pitch to Evans, and it's inside. 1-0 the count to Phillip Evans. Yeah, the 1-0 is inside, ball two. Sacramento leads El Paso 9-4 in the ninth. Fernando Tatis Jr. playing that entire game tonight for El Paso. He's hitless so far anyway. Here's a strike to Phillip Evans, 2-1. And Round Rock and Sugar Land postponed. They've had serious weather issues in Sugar Land, Texas through this their opening homestand. There's a fastball in for a strike. 2-2 now to Evans. Here the Rainiers lead 5-1 in the sixth. It is a seven-inning game, so we're getting down to the late innings. The 2-2 pitch, swung on, grounded foul, first base side. 3,387 the attendance tonight. Fireworks night two, they're going to launch the fireworks after this game. Next pitch is grounded towards third. Fair ball fielded right by the line by Caballero, and he fires to first for the out, and the inning is over. Phillip Evans grounds out to third, and the Rainiers retire the side in order in the top of the sixth inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Reno 1.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling!
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Yeah.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Right here is lead Reno 5-1. Nick Solak leading things off, and he takes a strike. Solak, 1-for-3 in the first game of the doubleheader, 0-for-2 in this one, but drove in a run in the fourth and takes a fastball for ball two. 2-0 the count. Now the 2-0 pitch is a called strike, 2-1. Here's a grounder to short that's fielded by Hager, and a throw to first for the out. One man is gone in the bottom of the sixth inning. Apparently they've taken Phillip Evans out of the game, as here's a pitch that misses for a ball to Cesar Hernandez. Pavin Smith is now playing first base. And they have a new right fielder. 1-0 is inside for a ball. Now a swing and a grounder. Foul. Sounded like a broken bat, too, and it was. Hernandez needs a new stick. Dominic Canzone now playing right field and batting in the number three spot in the Reno lineup. So two balls and a strike to Hernandez. One out, no one on in the bottom of the sixth inning, and the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. Counts even now, 2-2. Now the next pitch is up high, and it's a full count. Fastball just outside, ball four. And Cesar Hernandez draws the walk. Fifth walk of this game for the Rainiers hitters. And now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Tampa Bay won again today. The Rays beat the Oakland Athletics 9-5 as Isak Paredes hit a grand slam early in the game. And Tampa is 7-0. Last major league team to start the season 7-0, the 2016 Baltimore Orioles, where the Rainiers manager John Russell was their bench coach. Pitch to Deloach is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. This is not Deloach. This is Colin Moran pinch hitting for Deloach. Very definitely not Deloach. And the next pitch is swung on and fouled off. There's a strike. Moran did not start either of these games today, but gets to pinch hit here in game two. Deloach was hit by that pitch earlier. Hopefully they just took him out for precautionary reasons. 0-2 is outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Deloach did play center field in the top of this inning. One, two pitches in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Moran 5 for 15 on the year with a couple of three-run homers. Had one of them yesterday, or Wednesday. There was no game yesterday. 2-2. Fouled back, still 2-2. Brewers shut out the Cardinals 4-0 behind Brandon Woodruff, and Milwaukee is 6-1. Two pitch to Moran is down low, ball three. The Brewers are getting some great offensive contributions from their rookie outfielder, Garrett Mitchell. Ace is warming up right-hander Austin Bryce in the bullpen. Full count, runner at first, one out. And the pitch is a fastball for a called strike three. Runner going, throw down to second, and they got him. A strike him out, throw him out, double play. Moran strikes out looking, and Hernandez caught stealing 2-6. The shortstop Hager applying the tag. And that wraps up the bottom of the sixth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left. We go to the seventh and final scheduled inning in game two of the doubleheader with a score, Tacoma 5, Reno 1.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the seventh inning. Red Ears leading Reno by a score of 5-1. The Red Ears three outs away from sweeping a doubleheader. Lots of changes for the Red Ears. Colin Moran pinch hit for center fielder Zach Deloach in the bottom of the sixth. He stays in the game at third base. Moving from third base to second base is Jose Caballero. And moving from second base to center field is Cesar Hernandez. And we have a new pitcher as well, J.B. Bukauskas. Is in from the bullpen to try to close this out. He's in relief of Easton McGee. McGee, very strong start today. Great final line. Six innings pitched, allowed three hits and one run. Walked just one, struck out three. And McGee is in line for his first win as a member of the Tacoma Rainiers if the Rainiers can close this out here in the seventh. Bukauskas with the pitch, and it swung on and lined into left center field. That's going to be extra bases for Pavin Smith to start the inning. He'll end up at second with a double as Shiner gets the ball back in. A leadoff double for Pavin Smith. Swinging at the first pitch. And now Diego Castillo will be the hitter. Castillo's 1-for-2. Bukauskas is set. And here's his pitch, and it's a breaking ball called a strike. This is Bukauskas' third appearance of the year. He's been charged with 4 earned runs in 3 2/3 innings so far. Each of his first 2 outings, they used him for multiple innings. Here's a swing and a grounder foul, first base side. 0-2 the count to Diego Castillo. So no balls, 2 strikes to Castillo. Bukauskas trying to put him away. And the pitch is a slider outside. 1-2. Next pitch is wild past the catcher. And Smith will take third. So runner at third, nobody out. Rainiers have a little cushion here with a 4-run lead. But no lead is ever truly safe in the Pacific Coast League. We have learned that. And we haven't learned that recently. We learned that a long time ago. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. And down goes Castillo. And there's the first out of the 7th inning. One away, and now Ali Sanchez will be the batter. Sanchez is 0-for-2 with a ground out and a fly out. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Next pitch, grounded towards short, fielded there by McCoy, throws to first for the out, and 2 men are gone. The run scored, Smith scored from third, so it's now 5-2, but the Red Ears are an out away from victory. Blaze Alexander's 0-for-2. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back. Oh, and one the count. 2 down in the 9th. Here's the pitch from Bukauskas. And it is in there for a strike with a breaking ball. 0-2. Alexander didn't like the call. Rainier's a strike away from a doubleheader sweep. Bukauskas is ready. Here comes his 0-2 pitch on its way, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him with a slider, and that finishes off the Aces. The Rainier's win this one 5-2. They sweep the doubleheader. They've won the first 4 games of this series. 4 straight wins overall, and the Rainier's improved to 5-2 on the season. And they'll try to keep it going tomorrow night. First pitch tomorrow is at 6.05 p.m. Strong start from Easton McGee. One big 4-run rally in the 4th. And the Red Ears win it 5-2 is the final. We'll recap the scoring in this game and look at the Major League and PCL scoreboards of the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Red Ears get the doubleheader sweep. They win the first game 7-4 when Zach DeLoach hit a walk-off three-run homer for his first Triple-A homer. And then the Red Ears won the second game 5-2, and they now have won all four games so far in this six-game series against the Reno Aces. Good start today from right-hander Easton McGee in his second appearance as a Red Ear and his first ever appearance at Cheney Stadium. In the first inning, he gave up a run. He's known for great control, but he walked the second batter of the game. And then with two outs, Pavin Smith singled him to third base. And then Diego Castillo drove a ball into right center field. Kennedy scored from third base. Pavin Smith tried to score all the way from first, and the Rainiers easily threw him out at the plate, getting him by a good 20 feet. And that was the final out of the first inning. And that might have been a big break because after that, McGee really settled down. He only allowed one more hit and went six innings, giving up just three hits total. The one run in the first, that was it. He walked only the one batter in the first inning. He struck out three, got a lot of soft contact, got a lot of fly balls that were quite catchable, and McGee was in command after that first inning. The Red Ears didn't score in the first two innings against Blake Walston. Although in the second inning, they nearly did. Walston loaded the bases. He was struggling with the pitch clock. The umpires were really getting into enforcing it. They ejected the Reno manager, Blake Lolly. And when it looked like Walston was really maybe kind of rattled by the whole situation, his catcher made a great play with the bases loaded and picked a runner off first base to end the inning and keep it 1-0. But the Red Ears would get him in the third with one out. Cesar Hernandez doubled to left field to start a rally, and then Zach DeLoach grounded a base hit into right field, scoring Hernandez from second base, and that tied up the game 1-1. The Rainiers got another hit in that inning, Brian O'Keefe with a base hit, but then Walston struck out Mike Ford and Jake Shiner back-to-back to escape that inning without any further damage. The big inning came in the fourth. Jacob Nottingham led off with his first hit of the season, a double to the fence and right, and then Mason McCoy drew a walk. Jose Caballero blooped a single into right field, a pop-up that probably should have been caught, but the second baseman Kennedy, running out into shallow right field, overran it, and it fell in. The bases were loaded. That was it for Walston. They brought in Andres Briseno for his Triple-A debut. Solak was up. He grounded out to shortstop for the first out of the inning, but Nottingham scored from third on the play, and the Rainiers had the lead 2-1. Then Cesar Hernandez walked. Zach DeLoach was then hit by a pitch on his elbow, and it forced in a run and made it 3-1. And DeLoach initially, he was in a lot of pain, and he initially stayed in the game. He ran the bases, even went out and played defense for two innings, but they did pinch hit for him the next time his spot in the order came around. So we're hoping that he's all right, and we'll have more information on that for you tomorrow. Then with two outs in the inning, Mike Ford grounded a two-run single into right field, and that brought in runs number 4 and 5 on the night. The Rainiers had a 5-1 lead there in the fourth inning. Fireworks show is about to begin. Let's mute it. There, it's gone. Well, maybe you can still hear it. I don't know. Anyway, Ford with a two-run single that made it 5-1 in the fourth inning. And that one inning there, that four-run fourth inning, was decisive because of McGee's pitching. And then Reno did get a run in the seventh off of J.B. Bukauskas, who was closing out the game, a leadoff double. And he came around and scored, but the Rainiers didn't really care because they had a nice lead. And they win the ball game by a final of 5-2. Here are the final totals for the second game of the doubleheader for the Red Ears. It was 5 runs on 6 hits. They made 1 error and left 6 on base. For Reno, it was 2 runs on 4 hits, no errors. They left 2 on base. Winning pitcher is Easton McGee. He's 1-0. The loss goes to Blake Walston, 0-1. No save. Time of the ballgame, 1 hour and 59 minutes. The first game of the doubleheader was 2 hours on the dot, and game 2 was 1:59. So very similar for these 7-inning games. Attendance today, 3,387. With the win, the Rainiers go to 5-2 on the season, and Reno falls to 2-5. Game 5 of this 6-game series is an intriguing pitching matchup tomorrow between touted prospects. Taylor Dollard makes his first home start for the Rainiers tomorrow night. He'll be opposed by Reno right-hander Brandon Faught, P-Faught, P-F-A-A-D-T. Make my Faught the P-Faught. He is on the hill tomorrow at 6:05 for Reno against Taylor Dollard. That's going to be a good game. First pitch, 6:05. We'll start the pregame at 5:55. Red Ears win it 5-2. The final, stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Right here, sweep the doubleheader. 7-4 in game 1, 5-2 over Reno in game 2. Now let's take a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners had a nice comeback win in Cleveland today, spoiling the Guardians' home opener. They were down 3-0 early, tied it up, got a pair of RBI doubles from J.P. Crawford, and then they took the lead in the sixth when Julio Rodriguez hit a go-ahead two-run homer, his second of the year. Logan Gilbert struggled at the start of the game, but the Mariners' bullpen was terrific today. 5 shutout innings of 1-hit ball, and the Mariners beat the Guardians 5-3, and they improved their record on the season to 3 wins and 5 losses. Other scores in the American League today. The Orioles beat the Yankees 7-6. Ramon Urias with a go-ahead RBI double in the seventh inning. Minnesota knocked off Houston in 10 innings, 3-2. It was 1-1 after 9. This was in Minneapolis, their home opener. Astros scored a run in the top of the 10th. Bottom of the 10th inning, Kyle Farmer had the game-winning RBI single through the drawn-in infield. Twin starter Sonny Gray set a career high with 13 strikeouts in 7 innings. Tampa Bay improved to 7-0 with a 9-5 win over the Oakland A's. Isak Paredes with a grand slam homer. Wander Franco also went deep. Tampa 7-0. And Toronto down 3-1 in the 7th inning at the Angels. Got a 3-run homer at the top of the 7th from Bo Bichette. And they beat the Angels 4-3. Mike Trout hit a homer in his first at-bat at the Big A this season. Couple interleague games. Cubs shut out the Rangers 2-0 behind Marcus Stroman, who's been hot to start the year. He went 6 scoreless innings. He and two relievers combined on a 3-hit shutout. Royals beat the Giants 3-1. Vinny Pasquantino hit a go-ahead home run for Kansas City, and they win at San Francisco in the Giants' home opener. And the Pirates, yeah, the Pirates had 19 hits today. Scored 13 runs. It was enough to win over the White Sox 13-9 in a slugfest in Pittsburgh. Brian Reynolds had 3 hits, a homer, and 6 runs batted in for Pittsburgh. Connor Joe had 4 hits, including 3 doubles. Some National League scores. Mets coast to a 9-3 win over the Marlins. Tyler McGill started and went 6 scoreless for the Mets, who had homers from Starling Marte and Francisco Lindor and Pete Alonso in the Mets' home opener. The Phillies catcher JT Realmuto hit a tie-breaking homer in the 7th inning, and the Phils went on to beat the Reds 5-2. Nelson Cruz had 3 hits and 2 runs batted in as the Padres edged Atlanta 5-4, the final score there. And Milwaukee shut out St. Louis 4-0 behind Brandon Woodruff and the bullpen. A couple other games out west. The Rockies lose their home opener to the Washington Nationals 10-5. First two batters of the game for the Nats, Alex Call and Jamer Candelario, hit homers to start the game, back-to-back bombs. And C.J. Abrams hit 2 triples and drove in 3 runs for the Nats. And finally, Arizona doubled up the Dodgers 6-3. They were trailing, and then Evan Longoria and Corbin Carroll hit back-to-back homers in the 6th inning off Clayton Kershaw, and that led the Diamondbacks to the win. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here at Tacoma, the Red Ears sweep a doubleheader from Reno. We'll be back with more right after this.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Fireworks show has ended here in Tacoma. Fun night at the ballpark for the local ball fans. They got to see the Rainiers sweep a doubleheader. It included a walk-off home run in the first game from AAA rookie Zach DeLoach. Second game, got to see a very well-pitched affair from Easton McGee. Got to see a young Diamondbacks prospect in his second AAA start who, you know, he looked like a young guy, but just 21 years old. Walston you could see some potential there for sure. And Rainiers got to him, though, with a big rally in the fourth. And they end up winning this nightcap 5-2 for the doubleheader sweep. And Tacoma is now 5-2 on the year with a 4-game win streak. Yeah. All right, PCL scores. Oklahoma City did hang on and beat Vegas 12-6, so they are 6-1 and in first place in this league. Sacramento beat El Paso 9-4, the final score there. The River Cats 3-4, El Paso also 3-4. Salt Lake hung 15 runs on the scoreboard and hammered Albuquerque 15-2. The Bees are apparently pretty good. They're 5-2 on the year. Round Rock and Sugar Land got rained out in Sugar Land. They've been having a lot of trouble getting games played down there. The weather's been rough for them. Hopefully they can get some played this weekend. The Red Ears hope to play tomorrow. Tomorrow's game is at 6:05. The forecast last I saw was a little iffy, so we'll be monitoring that tomorrow. But the Red Ears, I'm excited about it. This is a good pitching matchup. Taylor Dollard makes his Cheney Stadium debut for Tacoma tomorrow. Brandon Fott, Diamondbacks' top pitching prospect on the hill for them. And it's at 6:05. Pregame show begins at 5:55. Well, that's it for tonight. A lot of baseball was enjoyed here at Cheney Stadium today, and we saw a Rainiers doubleheader sweep. They win the first game 7-4, and the nightcap 5-2 over the Reno Aces. Thanks a lot for tuning in today. We appreciate it, and I'll talk to you tomorrow night. Have a good night.